picture B. I don't know the driver, but the timber, that is the way the timber came in. And this is the overhead crane that Bella Lay used to drive. And that will be taken off, as it's being taken off now, all in one. They put a wire around that whole load, lift it up, and it would go out to the stacking area. And when it was required inside, any of these trees would have gone in, because this crane goes right into the saw bench. Yeah.
Who actually ran the sawmill? Was there an organisation? It wasn't the Forestry Commission, was it?
Yeah, it was. In those days? Yeah, it was. The Forestry Commission. That's where Dad went to get the job for me, the Forestry Commission.
Right. And can you remember what you were paid?
Yeah, well, paid well we were. Remember what year it was? I think I was getting around £3 a week. I was getting more, I think, than my father, perhaps. And I was only, you know, a teenager.
And yeah. Extra rations as well.
Extra rations, yeah. Yeah.
So you say your father got the job for you.
Yeah.
Did you have to apply for it?
No, he just got it for me and I got a start. Yeah.
That's a good job, straight from school.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was a good job. I loved it. It was outdoors. I used to drive the tractor as a teenager. I was driving the tractor at 14. Mm. Yeah. But it didn't matter. You were in the forest. You weren't on the main road. You know, you could, you know. And I've pulled timber with the tractor, and I've used it for, you know, getting rid of the offcuts. So I was really in my element driving that tractor.
Yes.
At a young age.